Let's revisit the 2022-2023 season when the troubles of CD Leganés Futsal began. The first women's team players raised multiple demands and issued public statements after not receiving their salaries for about 4 months. The resulting scandal forced the club to settle its debts with the women's team in the first division, thereby quelling the public outcry. Such a scandal often leads to either the club's dissolution or a complete overhaul to restore its reputation. In the most recent season, which ended a little over a month ago, Leganés aimed to revitalize its teams, initially promising their employees significant changes. New coaches were hired and numerous players were recruited, both Spanish and international, particularly from Latin America. However, the anticipated transformation did not materialize. I believed in the project and got involved in improving the club's image. When I saw everything that was happening, I couldn't believe it, said Ángel Sáez, the women's team coach this season. I could have left the club long ago. Problems started from day one in September. I stayed primarily for the players, he added. He recounted how some Argentine players lacked money for food, prompting him to buy groceries for them since he had another job and did not rely solely on the club's income. Initially, it seemed that only a few players experienced delayed payments, but the issues were much deeper. Besides the financial troubles, the club had promised foreign players decent accommodations and proper residency documents. However, the players arrived to find their living conditions abysmal, with no running water, heating, or basic furniture. The accommodations were filthy and failed to meet basic health standards. Additionally, some of these apartments were owned by a relative of Alberto Gasco, a club board member working at the Leganés City Council. Ángel Sáez and his wife even helped clean the flats to make them somewhat livable. Other accommodations, not directly linked to the club, also faced unpaid rents, leading landlords to seek eviction. Furthermore, upon arriving in Spain, some players discovered they lacked the necessary documentation to reside in the country. After a friendly match in Morocco, several Argentine players found themselves unable to re-enter Spain due to not being properly registered, leading to an 8-hour detention in Morocco. The club's mismanagement extended beyond the women's team. Coaching staff, including Sáez and the men's team, were not paid. External services, such as transportation and physiotherapy, also faced unpaid bills. Despite receiving significant subsidies, including 264,000 euros from the Leganés City Council and funds from the RFEF and sponsors, the club's financial obligations remained unmet. On June 5th, 11 current and former coaches presented a 39-page document to the Leganés City Council, detailing the club's numerous failings. Despite these formal complaints, neither the council nor the club has responded. Currently, 5 First Division players have appealed to the Joint Commission, prompting the RFEF to set a deadline for the club to settle its debts, which include 3.5 months of unpaid salaries. In a meeting attended by all female footballers and a board-appointed representative, it was merely suggested not to file a report, according to Monica Vergara. The board consistently dodged questions about non-payments, leading to frustration and fear among the players. Despite only 5 players publicly addressing the issue so far, all are affected by the club's mismanagement.